Welcome back to Fifth Third Field here in Toledo, Ohio. Jeff Hem back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi, and today the middle game of this season opening three-game series here in Toledo. We're joined by Sounds infielder Patrick Dorion. And Pat, a familiar sight yesterday to see you hit one out of the yard. Always a good feeling to hit one like that. I'm sure to do it on opening day never would get old, I would imagine.
Yeah, that was cool. It was a good way to start. I didn't have too many barrels in spring training, so it was nice to come out here in the first game and get one in the first at bat for sure.
When you hit one like that on a line to dead center, what is the literal feeling? Do you even feel the ball hitting the bat when you get it that squarely?
You know, in the moment, obviously you feel it, but then like immediately after, I couldn't tell you what it felt like. You know, it's just that pure just really good swing that you're looking to repeat all the time, and I'm happy I could do it at bat number one.
Straight like that, just like your drives down the fairway every single time, I'm sure, right? Right?
A little more slice left with the golf club, but that's okay.
Well, yesterday was also a pretty nice day. If you're going to be in the Midwest in late March, it was in the 50s and sunny. Today looks like it's going to be a little bit different. Do you change anything from a preparation standpoint for a day like this?
Not really. The only thing that might change is something over my face or in my ears or something like that. But other than that, I grew up in weather similar to this, so it's not something that gets to me too much. Preparation stays about the same.
What did it mean to you to win the Sounds Fan Favorite Award last year?
It was really cool. It was kind of unexpected in a way, too. It's just cool to be recognized for, just cool things and moments by the fans throughout the season. It's cool to be able to provide cool moments, and I was lucky to be able to do that last year, and hopefully I can do it again this year.
And Nashville has now become home for you for the most part. What's that been like to have an off season in Middle Tennessee?
It's awesome. Yeah, my girlfriend's from Franklin, so we've been in the area, and I stayed all off season. I had a great place to work out and hit and everything. It's awesome. I love it, and I don't plan on leaving, so I'm a big fan of it.
You came to the Sounds Fan Fest in the winter, and one of the things I've always appreciated about you is your honesty, and you shared a little bit of what the bumps in the road are like for a professional ball player. The fun part is the 21 homers last year and the Fan Favorite Award, and you were part of the division title in 22. But you also are not shy about saying, look, it's not always a smooth road. Describe your mindset and the mental challenges that come with this game that you are learning every single day to try to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's different for everybody, right? Like, some guys get up to the big leagues really quick. Some guys it takes years and years and years. Some guys never do. I think the most important thing that I've learned a lot in the last couple of years, especially since being in Nashville, is just you can't lose that belief in yourself, whether it's going, you're hitting three homers in a week or you're hitting no hits in a week. You got to keep the same preparation, the same mindset, same belief in yourself. And I'm trying to really harp myself on that, and the confidence on the field, tends to show, and it did last year. So I just got to repeat that and keep it going.
In a long season, guys talk so much about how it's not necessarily how you always start, it's how you finish. I think back to early last year, you weren't playing a lot. And then by the end of the season, you're in there every day. I'm sure you learned some lessons from that.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. Just being in Nashville, I've learned so much going through the not playing so much, playing every day, playing a couple times throughout the week. So I feel like I'm prepared for whatever my role will be at any time throughout the year. Hopefully I get to the big league someday, and I feel like that's a good preparation for that too, because you never really know what's going to happen up there. So I just try to stay ready to go all the time.
Most guys are going to change organizations at some point. It's happened for you. What is it like to see Keston Hira on the other side?
It's funny. He came to the plate with two outs and a runner in scoring position, and I thought back to last year. I didn't want to say it, but I was like, if he hits a base hit to single here, I won't be shocked. And he did it. It's just the way that he is, man. He's such a good hitter. He's so level-headed. I was lucky to just be able to watch him. It's consistently throughout the year. His batting practice is the same every day. He's just an unreal guy, and wish him nothing but success.
He's been such a key figure of these Sounds teams the last couple of years, like you. Another one that you guys are likely to see in a couple days is Caleb Bosley. I know you're thinking about today's game, but for a moment here, can you tell me what you think it will be like if you face Boz?
I know I'll get a smile from him when I'm stepping in the box, and I'll smile right back to him. That guy, he's unbelievable. He's had nothing but success, and he's such a good teammate. He's such a good guy, easy to root for, and we all love him over here, so we're all excited to see him.
Look, we're talking about keep going, the mental challenges. Boz got a big league debut last year. It's not a linear process in this career you've chosen.
No, it's really not. That's why you got to keep going and just keep trucking away. It's all you can do.
Appreciate you as always. Good luck today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Patrick Dorian, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.